And v'yachakach meisabitah, then you're like your wife, his daughter dies. So now you're not a son-in-law anymore. So it comes out at the beginning, when you saw the Yedis, you were not a korah. And now when you want to say your Yedis, you're also not a korah. So have taka kosher, it's good. The same thing, wasn't to be pikeh? First you were smart when you saw the Yedis. For nischarish, you became a cherish, deaf and dumb. For chosif nispaka, then later you became smart again. So you could say Yedis. Same thing for suach, first you could be able to talk. For nistimo, your mouth closed up. Then you opened up, you could talk again. Shofar, first you were smart. Nishtifa, you became a shaita, a fool. The chaz and nishtafa, then you became smart again. Kosher, you are kosher now to say Yedis. And zeaklah, this is the general rule. That kol shav chilasa v'sefer, the kosher is kosher. As long as at the beginning and at the end, you were fit, you were kosher to be an aid, it's kosher. So you see, even though it says the word who aid, we don't say you have to be fit to be Yedis from the beginning until the end. As long as at the beginning and the end you were fit, it's enough, even though in between you were not fit. So Mar says, no, Shani Yosem, I'll tell you, Yedis is different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Oiro im lo yagid. He saw and he did not say over the Yedis. That's when Yechayev is Korban Shvua. So Beriya v'yagod etali rachmona, a milsa. That Yedis is totally either b'shas you see it, or else b'shas you say over the Yedis in Bezdin. So you have to be fit for Yedis these two times. If you are fit, even though in between you are not fit, you still kosher to be an aid. Morris says, for your ikra, tolerach milsa. V'riya v'agodah tolerach moni milsa v'ikra, and you have these two things, both b'shas riyu when you saw, b'shas you say you're fit. For the Morris saw v'yela v'hu, lomeli again, so I don't need the word hu, I'm aidis. If you're telling me now you're kosher, even though you were not fit in between, so why is the person say the word who? According to his drush, according to Yudhis drush, when Torah says the word who, it means from the beginning until the end. She shouldn't have said the word who here. So Mer says, yes, we need to look at time like we learned. What's going to be raw, siyua shabana yadam aimdim? You see a whole bunch of people standing there, see you a whole caravan, a bunch of people. The aid of Benayim, and you have two people that know aid is for you, and they're amongst that big bunch. The Yomim, you say to all the bunch of people, you say to the whole crowd, Mashbiyeni Aleichem, I'm making a shvu upon all of you, im yoydematim liyedis, if you know aid is from you, don't come and say that Shatavo vitiyaduni. Any one of you that know aid is, you come and say this for me. So usually, if somebody knows aid is, and I come and tell you, I'm swearing to you that you should say for me, and still you say no, you don't know. So you chayev a korban shvuah. That's called a shvuah that you swear you did not know Yedis. Later, before that, you did know it. So you chayev a korban shvuah. Shvuah Yedis. So over here, what's going to be? You go to this crowd and you say, "I'm swearing this whole crowd that everybody knows Yedis doesn't come and say he should be chayev." So how do we know that maybe there would be chayev a korban shvuah? Talmud Lomina, the pasuk says, "Who ate?" We dash in the word for who means varei lo yachad edof, that you only chayiv if you miyachad, you went special to him, and you like to set aside him and told him specially, like, I want you to come to say this for me, and if you don't know, I want you to swear you don't know it. Then it's chayiv korban shvuah. But here, did you just said it to the whole bunch? They weren't miyachad. You raid him. There's no chayiv korban shvuah. Yeah. Now Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Omar, if you would have said, call me, it means, call me whoever knows Yedis for me. No, you don't say it to the whole group. You just say, call me anybody here that knows Yedis for me. I want you to come and say this for me, and I'm putting a shvu on you that you should come. And they say, no, we don't know. So then, Taki Yechayiv, Talmud Lom, it says the word, Vu'ed. For a yachta veid of this case, you were miyachad, you set aside the edim. Like you spoke to them separately, you said, I'm talking to the people that know edis, that are making a shvur upon you, that if you don't come, you'll be chayiv a shvur. So that's good, you were miyachad, you set aside these two edim, and therefore if they say no, they don't know, they'll be chayiv this korban shvur sedis. Talimor says, so the Mishnah, the kabbonah sene came. By korban, it's not that way. That it doesn't depend if you're usher at one time, but it depends how you are, b'shash, you bring your korbanos. So Gemara says, Oviv, then the end of the Mishnah, according to Rashi, goes back to Erechin, to say that a chiddush, that even though your father was mace, Oviv, mace, v'nichol, rebuyei, still you could bring an Erechin of an oni. So what's the question was, Asheru, Lechuv, your father died already, you have a Yerusha, you're a rich person. So how could you bring an Erechon of an Oni? You have to bring how much you're worth. So Ravu says, Eima, say this Pshan the Mishnah, Maniach lo Ravuya, that your father just set aside, but he did not die yet. So your father's alive. So you sell the Pshat is you don't know it yet, you don't own it yet. For the more so Pshita, then Pshita you don't own it yet. So just the fact your father has it and sets it aside that when he dies you'll get it, but right now you don't have it, so Pshita, right now you're an Oni. So when I said the Chiddush is, Kesho Yoviv Goises, your father like was on his dying bed. So Madhem, I would have thought to say, Rav Goises on the Misa, that most people that got to that stage die. So I would have thought to say, like, don't let him bring his Erechon right now, but let's let him make him wait until his father actually dies, and then he's an usher, he have to bring the more amount. His command from Lord now, if you go back to the way he is right now the father did not die yet, and right now is the time he wants to pay his Erechon, and he can't afford more than 5 Slayim, so he only has to pay that much. Yeah. That's the Chiddush the Mishnah. In another case, this Vinosa Bayan, the guy has a ship in the ocean, or Bola Brubuyas, to have him in a rid that's $10,000 worth of merchandise, like he has a lot of things on the ship. For the Gemara Osher, again, the guy's an Osher. How could he bring an Erechon of an Oni? He's an Osher. Amrav Chizda, Kishoysa Mukheres or Mukheres Piyadacherim. Meaning to say, the merchandise wasn't yours. You just rented out your ship. And it's rented out, so it's not your money, it's not that person's money. So most still yes, guys, we can see this, but you're getting the rent, you rented out your ship. So for that, you can get a lot of money. So you called an usher, you have more than 50 shkolim. So Mar says, no, schiris ain't a mishtalem sell the psaif. You only get your schiris to pay after the person finished using the ship. And right now, it's still rented out for this month. So true, at the end of the month, you get a large sum of money. But if you want to pay your erchin right now you're an oni, you could pay the amount that you can afford right now. For the more still though, the taping lay mishum svina. But even though he rented it out, but still his ship, so he owns something. So how could you call him an oni? He lamaisa owns a big ship, an expensive ship. And the Gemara Hamanat, our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Eliezer, he goes to Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like this. Rabbi Eliezer, I know. Yemoye ichor, noisom le tzimdoi. When a person makes erchin, so he has to go to the Kohen has to see if he can afford to pay it or not. So the Kohen looks at him and says, if Tzimdoi means that if your job is, you're a chamor, means you're a donkey driver, so if so, we let you keep it. Or else, Icher Neslei Tzimdoi, if the person is an Icher, means like a plower, you work on the field, so we give you your Tzemet Boker. There's the things you need for your panosa that we can't take away from you. That we don't take for Erchen. If the guy's a donkey driver, we let him keep his donkeys. That we can't take away. Siroso, you make your panosa by renting out your ship with your ship, so your ship alone we can't take away from you. We only take for Erchen the money you have. And yet this person right now has no money in his hand. He only will get the rent late at the end of the month, but right now he doesn't have anything. That's the Chiddush. Right now he's called an Oni. He only has to pay what he can afford. Now the Mishnah goes to explain the Mishnah. Before we add that Hashonim Benidur, that's what the Torah says, you pay Erechon according to how old you are, it doesn't depend upon the Marach, the one that's making the Neder, but upon the one you makabel upon. Ketzer, what does that mean to say like this? Yelid, Sheherech Zokin. Yelid in Sadrashi learns, Yelid means Miben Chof V'yad Ben Shishim. From 20 until 60 is called Yelid. His Erechon is called 50 Shkolim. So let's say a person 30 years old is mekabel upon himself the erech of the zokin, because I want to be mekabel upon myself to give how much that old person at 70 years old is worth. So even though you're worth 30 years old, you don't go bust to your value of 50 shkolim, but you go bust to his value of the zokin that's only 15. Is no scenario of zokin. You go bust the person you made it upon, but his erech and you're taking upon yourself, so since he's 70 years old already, you only have to pay 15 shkolim. And the opposite way, the Zokin, a man that's 70 years old already, Sherech Esiyot, he says he wants to be mekabel upon himself to give the Erechin of a person 30 years old, so the Noisen Erech Yelod, he has to give the Erech of the Yelod of a 30-year-old person, meaning 50 Shkolim. That's the Mishnah means Hashonim. That the years depends upon a different Erechin, that's Benidim, means the person that you take it upon. If you want to pay his Erechin, so you go boss to that person how old that person is. The other Mishnah said before, Erechin Benerech. What does that mean to say? His Ketzad. Ish Sherech Isha. If a man says he wants to be Mekal upon himself, to give the Erechin of an Isha, Sanechanami, Nois and Erech Isha. Even though they're both 30 years old, but there's different prices, how much you pay for an Isha or for a man. For a man, 30, you pay 50, and for an Isha, you pay 30. So, if the man was Mekal upon himself to give the Erechin of an Isha, he only has to pay 30. And the opposite way, for Isha Sharichish, if an Isha says she wants to pay the Erechin of a man, so Nois Nerechish, she has to pay the 50 Shkolim then. Then the Mishnah says before, the Erech Bisman, depends upon the time when you made the Erechin. What is the Erech? At the time when you made the Erechin, Ketzad. Haricho Pachos Ben Chomish. Let's say you put right now that you want to pay the Erechin of this kid that's only 20 days old. And Vinasa Yeser Ben Chomish. Pachos Ben Chomish, less than 5 years old. So when at the time when you made the neder upon this kid, he was only 4 years old. So he has a smaller amount. And then by the time you pay, you come to pay for Nasi Yesar Ben Chomish, who was made more than 5 years old. Or else, Pachos Mi Ben Esrim. When you made your neder, he was only 19 years old, that person. For Nasi Yesar Ben Esrim. Then by the time you go to pay up your Erechim, he's already 20 years old. So Lachur is nice same as Maner. Go according to the time when you made the neder. At that time you said, I want to be mechayev myself to pay the Erechim of this person. So at the time when you made your neder, we have to see how old he is at that time. At that time, his age at that time is how much you have to pay. Tanu Rabbanan, this Gemara says, Ata hekshisa dam liyerchin. There's a hekish of the lochas of money, you mechayev yourself to pay money to the pashtas of Erechim. Rashi says, per kama, the Gemara of Dalva base, we had the meaning we had there, ned the biyekach on the fosheris, ned the reino damim, biyekach reino erchin. It's a question of cost of lani tremil. There's a hekish there, learn out one from the other. Whether you start mechayiv yourself to pay this amount of money, damim, or whether you mechayiv yourself to pay the pashas of erchin, there's a hekish, learn out one from the other. What are these two dinim over there? So it says the word magolius lekalim. They gave to a pearl to a simple one. Rashi says, Magolius Kalim is the Azdina, but Magolius Bosa Kalim, the Chsi Bekacho, Fenos Mazekacho, Biyonu, Shila Kamon, Shila Yisho, Magolius Kalim, Oni, Sherech Atzmoi, O Bokoyim Harichoi, the Yeshta Magolius Shavalam Etzloyim. Here's the dish, you made your nether to give it. And right now, you have a pearl that right now in the road is only worth 30 Shkolim. And if you'd wait until you get home into the city, they should get...
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
So that's the locker rule. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait and say, let's wait until he gets into the city. And then the diamond will be worth 50 shkolim. So he owns 50 shkolim. But rather we say, no, the way he is right now. Right now, on the road or in a small place, the diamond is only worth 30 shkolim. He only has a chiyuv to give 30 shkolim. That's cool, that's the discussion of Magolius the Kalam, Migola Kula, by the diamond he has. And the Lidin Bechvoidai, another Hekesh is, Lidin Bechvoidai, Rashi says, Shem Erech Dover Shem Hashem Atlu Yibai, first Kogoyin Shem Erech Rishalai. Somebody says, I want to give the Erechin of my head. And since you can't live without a head, you have to give your Erechin. The same thing applies by Dabim also. The person says, I want to pay how much my head is worth, he has to pay how much his whole body is worth. That's the hekish, the pasha paying dumb and the value of yourself. Or the pasha paying erichim for these two things. So by dumb and also, you only give it the way you're worth right now, the way the pearl is worth right now, and we don't say to wait until we get at a higher price, we'll be worth more. And here also, we don't say to wait, bechvoidah means v'marach, your head, or you make the neder, the money of the head, you have to pay the whole body. Now the Gemara says, if so, Yechla, I would have thought to say, Nakish erichim adomim, I should make a hekish of Erkin, she got the same halacha like Domin. She yitain kishas nesina, that you should have to give according to how much you can afford for shas you give it. Rashi said, the bedomin pshitulon, the yoya kishas nesina, vle kishas neder. You go thus how much you're worth at the time when you're paying, not when you made a neder. To a kevet b'shuk shomun I say, your mama demei alive, let's say guy says demei alive b'tishrei, I'd be mechayim myself to give how much money I'm worth to Hegdish. And he said it in Tishrei. And in Nisan he comes to pay. So Bezdin now in Nisan takes him and sees how much is worth in the market right now. So that's the way it is by Domin.
So maybe Erchin also, we should go according to how much you're worth, Peshat, you give. On this Talmud, no, it says, Kerka Cho Yokum. And the nice man of his man, Erich. That's from the Mishnah, that Erchin is only depends how old you were, what age you were, at the time when you made the nether, when you mechayv yourself to give the Erchin. If at that time you're only 19 years old, even though later when you come to pay up, you're 20 years old, by Erchin you go, boss, a shas han nether, kerka chayokum, and not b'shas nefina. Now the Mishnah says, yom shloishim kilomata. If a kid is only 30 days old, so he has no Erchin at all. The Torah first gives an Erchin when he's 30 days and older. The 30 days alone is like less. Menu. Shinas Chomish, let's say the kid is 5 years old, is exactly 5 years old, is also kilomata. Shinas Esrim, when a guy is 20 years old, kilomata mehem, it's like less than them. Because these are the ages that your erchin change. When you're 30 days old, you have one erchin. After 5 years, you have more. After 20 years, you have more. So it changes 20 in a day, 5 years in a day. But on the fifth birthday alone, you still have the local like less than 5. Shinemar, the pasuk says, V'yin mi ben shishim shon v'mala. Once you're 60 and more, then you go come down from 50 to 15. Harei onu lemeidim bekulen mishnashi shishim. Learn everything from 60 years old. Mash nashishim kilomata. Just like here it says clearly, if you're 60 years old and more, that's when you didn't change. But if you're exactly 60 years old, that's like less than 60. Is af shenas chomesh, the same thing when you're 5 years old. Or shenas esim, when you're 20 years old, kilomata imenu. It's like less. When you're exactly 20 years old, you still have the cheshbin of a 19-year-old kid. Only when you're 20 years old in one day, that's when you have the new amount. Imenu. Hey, nim also shenas shishim kilomata imenu. Lahach mir, so he has the question back, no. Lahura, Mosa Shinas Shishim, we make the 60th year Kilomata less than 60, that's Lahach mir. They say you still have to pay 50 and not only 15. So what's the proof to say, Nasa Shinas Chomesh or Shinas Eslam Kilomata in the middle of Hokil, maybe that you don't say. When he's 5 years old, maybe he has to pay more than just 2 years old. Or when he's 20 years old, maybe more than 19. To say it's still like 19 is a kula. Maybe the local we don't say it. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, Shona, Shona, especially the Zerush over here. That Ma Shona Mur Bishnas Shishim, just like when it says the word Shona by 60 years old, it means Kalamat. If you're only 60, it's like less. Is Av Shona Mur Mishnas Chomish Ushnas Eswim Kalamat Menu. Dein Lahokul Abein Lahachmir. So the kids, when your price changes, it's when you're over 5 years. But exactly 5 years is like less. And exactly 20 is like less, only when you're more than 5, more than 20. Reb Lezer Weimer, now how much more do you have to be? Reb Lezer Weimer, Atshiyehe Yiseiros, Alashonim Chodesh V'yamechot. Not just down 5 years and 1 day, but you have to be 5 years a month and a day. You have to have a full month in the next year, in the 6th year, that's when it changes. Now the Gemara says, Mufna, this Gzeri Shoviyat that says, Shona Shona is extra, one of them is extra, Mufna. Because Dila Mufna wouldn't be extra, Ikla Mufna, you can ask the question, you could have a Chinam, like we asked the question, I can learn that one from the other. Here it's the Kula, and here it's the Chumra. So Gemara says, yes, Shona Shona Yisera, Ksiva. Is an extra Shona, it shouldn't have said the word Shona, it just should have said one, it says an extra one is extra. And Rashi says, it says there, V'mi ben hei shonim, V'yad ben chof shonim. It shouldn't have said chof shonim, it just should have said ad chof. So therefore it's extra. The other word says, Lema mathisim like Rene, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Rebbe goes, according to Rebbe Yom, he says, ad v'yad b'chlal. I know in Svar, the Torah says something, ad chomish, so it means it's included. Chomish is included. The time you learn like this, Miyayim harishoin v'yad yom ashri by Pesach. You can't eat chomish the first day to the seventh day. Yochel, I would have thought to say, according to Rebbe, it says, Miben Chomishonim, V'yad Ben Esrim. So according to Rebbe, Minas Svorah, I should know without an extra posting, that Ad Ben Esrim means Esrim is suited like less. Because here the posting says, Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon, Yom Shri. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Rishon, V'lo Rishon Mechlau, from the first day onwards, but not the first day, Shavi, Lashvi, the seventh day, up until the seventh, not the seventh day or so.